USARadio.com. The latest breaking stories, the hottest news, and the best radio all in one place. It's available for free on your smartphone, on your computer, and you can listen with your Bluetooth-enabled car. You can listen to classic radio theater, Daybreak USA with Angie Austin, and my new show that takes you from online to on air, your news feed on the radio, Trending Today USA with Rusty Humphrey. Check it out, USARadio.com. That's USARadio.com.
The president's visit to Cuba draws fire from a Republican candidate for his job.
President Obama meeting with the Cuban president in Havana and saying of it,
I hope that my visit here indicates the degree to which we're setting a new chapter in Cuban-American relations.
But this Republican says Obama is, in fact,
sipping mojitos and laughing with a communist dictator who cruelly oppresses his people.
Republican Senator and candidate Ted Cruz speaking in an interview with KFYI in Phoenix, saying Obama is, in fact, showing weakness to America's enemies with this visit. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
It sounds like former President Bill Clinton took a shot at the Obama administration while campaigning for his wife. During a rally in Washington State, Clinton taking a dig at what he called the awful legacy of the last 8 years. An aide for Clinton later clarifying that the former president was referring to Republican obstructionism in Congress and not Obama's legacy. This is USA Radio News, online at usaradio.com.
Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork at negative control? Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes. That is fast, like rocket fast. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Cubans living in California say Cuba's president is only saying what he thinks President Obama wants to hear while he's visiting. Pierre Perales of Sacramento says reestablishing relations between Cuba and the United States won't stop Raul Castro and his family from taking just about everything the Cuban people have for themselves.
Just to see our United States president in a champion's arm lock with a communist dictator, it's a spit in the face to all who fled Cuba.
Perales says more Americans traveling to Cuba will turn the communist island nation into the next Tijuana, and that it won't do much to improve the lives of the people there. North American monarch butterflies could be headed toward extinction. Randy Fuller has the story.
The Scripps Institution of Oceanography at UC San Diego released a study yesterday saying the number of butterflies that migrate into the U.S. and Canada has dropped by 84% in the last 20 years. Researchers said the butterflies could reach a point of quasi-extinction where their numbers are too few to recover the species in the next two decades. I'm Randy Fuller.
Michigan Governor Rick Snyder out with his most extensive water plan yet for Flint. The governor releasing a new 75-point action plan to address the city's water contamination crisis. It involves short, intermediate, and long-term goals, which include infrastructure improvements, creating a data-sharing agreement with state and federal environmental agencies, and establishing a protocol for drinkability declarations for Flint water. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
Good morning. This is Tony Clark, and this is Some Things About Money. It is 11:04 a.m. on Tuesday, March 22nd, and it's 42 degrees out there in Flemington, New Jersey. Today's weather is mostly sunny, highs in 54, southwest wind 6 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 42, south wind 3 to 5 miles per hour. Wednesday, partly sunny with high near 67 degrees. And Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 70. Light wind increasing to 8 to 13 miles per hour in the morning. Winds could get as high as 23 miles per hour. Then Thursdays, we're looking at some showers, likely mostly cloudy with a low around 48. Chance of precipitation is 70%. Over to Joe.
And I am Joe, Joe Patton, Certified Financial Planner, Patton Hyde & Associates, and you are listening to Some Things About Money. And I want to thank you all for tuning in to listening to our show today. You have been listening before me to Tony Clark, who works with Patton Hyde & Associates, and we are located at 1318 Route 31 North in the Gebhardt & Kiefer Building in beautiful Annandale, New Jersey. And beautiful, well, you can describe today's weather that way because I love the sunshine in the spring. Unfortunately, it is a reminder that we're getting closer to the day that we all dread, which is tax day. So that leaves us with, I guess, Tony, less than 4 weeks before our taxes are due. And for those of us who are lucky enough to have the opportunity to write checks to the government on a quarterly basis, or at least on tax day, which I believe is April 16th this year, congratulations for being able to do that, because you know how we think. We believe that paying tax is nothing more than a measurement of your financial success. So congratulations to all those Americans who are the ones responsible for covering the ongoing costs of running this great country that we all have the pleasure and benefit of living in. So let's focus on that. And, you know, talking about taxes, Tony and I were discussing it in the car on the way to the radio station today, as far as, you know, the whole tax structure and, you know, whether or not the wealthy pay enough or how the whole thing works. And I kind of likened it, in terms of my belief system, to going out with friends for drinks and dinner at one of your local establishments here in Hunterdon County. And, you know, you have a great time and you're having wonderful conversation about politics or, you know, whatever the news of the day happens to be. And at the end of the evening, the bill comes. Well, it occurs to me that it isn't the responsibility of the person with the highest income to pay more than what they actually consume. Now, they may be nice and do it for their friends, but I don't think the friends expect them to pick up the whole tab, regardless of what, you know, the income disparity happens to be. But in this case, you know, your friend has the money, and they were imbibing as well, and they partook of the food and the surroundings, and, you know, they paid their fair share, and they covered their share of the tip and all of that, because after all, they did consume that product and those services. So they should. They have an obligation to pay. But their friends, on the other hand, also consumed the products and services of the restaurant establishment, and they too had an obligation to pay for what they consumed. Unfortunately, it doesn't work that way in our country, does it? A lot of the people who, whether you're in the top 1% or a lower percentage, but who happen to pay federal income tax anyway, more and more, they're expected to pay for the consumption of other people. And if it isn't bad enough, while they're paying for the consumption that other people do, they don't get to consume any of the products and services that they're paying for with their tax dollar. And in an environment of fairness, where everyone likes to throw that word around, it occurs to me that that could hardly be fair to expect that people who happen to have the money would have to pay more than those who don't have as much. And I know about the progressive nature of our tax system and all of the history and yada, yada, yada behind that. But in terms of common sense, by the rules that we all live by as Americans, you know, in our society, are we used to paying for things that we don't get any benefit from just because we have the ability to pay for it when we go to Home Depot or we go to that restaurant ourselves? We pay for what we use. Not so much now. So when you hear people talking about how those folks just need to pay more in tax, I want you to remember that in your life, it really doesn't work that way, does it? So, being that, all of that stuff really does get to me, especially on a beautiful day like today when all I'm doing is thinking about fairness. Just kidding. Tony's looking at me like, hey, he's a crazy man. And then I guess to a certain extent I am. But what is also crazy is what's going on over in Brussels. There are at least 31 people dead as the result of the bomb blast. And yeah, I saw a former president of France come out talking about how they're going about it the wrong way, looking to kill those people who are looking to kill them, and how we should be looking for a better way to have a conversation and look for a political solution. Okay, and with that said, let's take a look at the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Currently in the red, down 25.67 points, or 0.15%. The S&P 500 is at 2,049.90. That's down 1.7. NASDAQ, green, 48.13, up 4.39%, excuse me, 4.39 points. The FTSE, with all of that stuff going on in Europe, FTSE's up 3 points. The DAX is down 16. The CAC 40's down 18. Looking at oil, Oil's up 7 cents a barrel to $41.59. And gold, as the result of what is happening in Europe, that terror attack, is up $8.70 an ounce to $12.52.90 an ounce. The 10-year Treasury reacting to the Brussels explosions. You're looking at the yield down to 1.8909%. So that's what's going on there. And what's going on here is that, well, one of the reports that came out dealt with how housing isn't looking all that great these days. But, you know, it's rare that, you know, we see data like that. And it's not because people don't want to buy houses. It's that the supply of houses happens to be very low right now. And rarely is the availability of existing homes for sale this low, especially heading into the spring selling season. Existing home sales for the month of February came in well below expectations yesterday. The National Association of Realtors reported that annualized sales for the month of, well, see, that was 5.08 million versus consensus estimates from Bloomberg of 5.31 million, so well under the consensus estimates. Still, you know, sales were 2.2% above the year-ago levels, but a disappointment nonetheless. Now, should the weak report be taken as a sign that the housing market is faltering? Well, no, not really, in our opinion. If demand for housing were falling, we would be concerned. But a considerable factor behind the recent moderation in sales is availability. People just aren't putting their houses up for sale. And, you know, in February, for example, the number of homes for sale equated to just 4.4 months, and that's well below what is typically considered a balanced market of 6 months supply. In fact, over the last 30 years, the absolute number of existing homes for sale has not been below last month's 1.65 million in February, but maybe twice back in 1994 and 1995. So as far as implications, potentially a further upside in home prices and upside in rental rates, and probably higher rental rates could place additional upside pressure on the inflation metrics, both headline and core, thus potentially resulting in tighter Fed policy than would otherwise be the case. So, I mean, look at it again, supply and demand. We are undersupplied in the housing market, especially here in Hunterdon County, and there is significant pent-up demand that we are beginning to see as we move into the spring buying or selling season. So if you are of a mind or you were thinking of putting your house up for sale, we still have very low mortgage rates, which is good for a lot of buyers out there. A lot of people who otherwise would not be in the market can't afford to be right now. And since there is a huge undersupply in the inventory, you might be able to get a really good price for your house. So keep that in mind. Now, of course, if you're going to sell your house to move into another one, that higher price will be there when you go to buy that other one. But if you're looking to downsize and move to another part of the country or move out of the ownership realm into the rental realm, it really could be beneficial for you, especially if you have equity and you may not have enough money in retirement to take care of that. So you then could look at the sale of your house as freeing up some capital for your future retirement income needs. So those are the kinds of things that you really need to be thinking about right now. And with that said, I think, Tony, we're going to take our first break of the show. And when we come back, we'll talk about some of the things that have been going on overseas. Later on, we'll talk about building a lifelong paycheck, and what does that take? And then maybe 5 simple steps to catch up on your retirement savings. I know there's a lot of information out there about that. This might be a couple of ways for you to go. We'll be back.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimos Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Get to a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
At Jersey Mike's, we think making a great sub sandwich and making a difference can be one and the same. Visit Jersey Mike's on Wednesday, March 30th. 100% of sales go toward helping a charity right in your own backyard.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterton is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a
The Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntertonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community, bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterton County, New Jersey.
And we're back. This is Joe Patton, Certified Financial Planner with Tony Clark from Patton Heide & Associates, located at 1318 Route 31 North in Annandale, New Jersey. And if you'd like to give us a holler and perhaps offer some suggestions on topics for the show, I would like to have you do it, 908-713-6600, or call that same number if you would be interested in having a conversation about you, your retirement goals, your dreams, time frames, all of those things, all of those considerations that you and your spouse may not have talked about in those 30 years of marriage. I say that because we had a meeting this morning, great couple, I've known them for a long time, and you know, they were telling Michelle and I that they were arguing in the car on the way over about retirement, where they were going to live, and all these other things. And, you know, we hear this all the time. It's not unusual for married couples to come into the office, and for the first time and maybe ever, that they sit at the table in the conference room and they start telling us about their dreams and, you know, all of the things that they want. And then, of course, the other spouse looks at them like, "You never told me that. What are you, crazy? You can't do that." But the fact of the matter is, you know, we work really hard to try to find ways for everyone to get what they want. Because when you work a lifetime you're working for this point, you know, to get to a point where retirement is affordable and work is optional and you can do the things. You can travel, take care of the kids, live in the nice house with the cottage and the garden or whatever your goals happen to be. So if you'd like to, you know, sort of flesh out those dreams and see if they can become a reality, the first step starts with talking to, you know, a real financial planner, one with credentials. And the CFP certainly provides you with that. And it's the most recognized and well-respected designation of financial advisors in the industry. So it's really a designation that is earned. It's an educational process that is ongoing, information garnered for the benefit of those clients. And we're also big proponents of the fiduciary rule, which you may have been reading about through the Department of Labor, which is doing what's in the client's best interest, giving full and fair disclosure, talking about fees to the last decimal point, and making sure that your entire process when working with the client is for the client and not about your own compensation. And I know there's been a lot of pushback by the brokers and the insurance agents and anyone who especially works on a commission basis or sells products like annuities. They don't like it, and they're telling, you know, the government now that, well, gee, you know, that's going to stop us from working with people who don't have a lot of money, don't have a lot of income, a lot of investable assets, because quite frankly, it's not profitable enough for us to work with them if we have to disclose all of this and go through a compliance process that's going to ensure that we're doing the right thing for the consumer. Yeah, I know, that's my reaction too. But, you know, business is really good at figuring out ways to create efficiencies, economies of scale, where they can do the right thing. I mean, that's been the history of the entire industry, moving more towards consumerism and incorporating the client's needs into the conversation rather than just selling a product for commission. So we've been able to do that in the past. We'll be able to do that now and in the future. So, I mean, just get off it, do the right thing for the consumer, disclose how you're paid, don't be tied into products that are, you know, paying you exorbitant commissions, and then try to figure out a way to spin it to make it sound like that's a good thing for your customer, because we both know that it's not. So that's my fiduciary soapbox rant of the day. With that, you know, talk a little bit about what had been going on this morning. We mentioned Brussels, the explosions and the impact that it's having on European markets and, of course, on gold. On the home front, yesterday existing home sales showed a month-over-month decline of 7.1% in February, as we discussed before, and that was the worst reading since November. Supply of existing homes increased to 4.4 months from 4.0 months in January. Explanations for the home sales decline included weather. We had the blizzard here on the East Coast, as well as the recent stock market slump during February. However, the main drivers cited were tighter supplies and, as I said earlier, home affordability. According to the Wall Street Journal, there is a widening gap between the middle and upper tiers of home prices. This makes it harder for people to trade up, as home inventories in the middle do remain tight. The article also adds that there has been a strong correlation between lower inventory levels in mid-range homes and higher prices for premium houses across several large markets. Additionally, inventory for starter and mid-range homes have declined meaningfully more over the past 4 years versus inventory of premium homes. And that's influenced in part by the notion that premium homes could be getting out of reach for some homeowners who are looking to trade up. Hence, if they can't afford to move up, then they can't afford to move at all. On Wednesday, investors will get another look at mortgage applications and new home sales data to further understand the home dynamics here in the United States. There's also a buyback watch. In a note yesterday, Deutsche Bank said an increasing number of S&P 500 companies will enter their blackout period starting this week. Generally, this means that companies could slow the pace of their share buybacks as we approach earnings season later in April, although it's hard to determine the influence these buybacks have on overall market direction. As we've stated in the past, any reduction in activity from a frequent stock buyer can put a market at risk. However, the note did correctly point out that the total demand-supply gap is what is most important. Overall, equity flows are what will ultimately influence market direction, and a drop in activity from one type of buyer, i.e. companies, can be quickly supported by gains in another buyer's activity. As this has been the focus for some market participants recently, we believe it's worth noting here as we approach the end of the quarter. Asia Pacific, while trading was mixed overnight, the Nikkei outperformed other Asian markets as the yen weakened and speculation grew that a tax hike could delay some of the different reports that will be coming out. And really right now it does look like it's in the cards. Through a consumption tax increase that's scheduled for April next year, I'll say China's chief cabinet secretary said in an interview overnight that the tax would not be raised if economic conditions did not warrant such a move. Separately, Japan flash manufacturing PMI fell into contraction in March. Chinese equities were slightly lower during the session, while Australian stocks were flat. As we mentioned, Europe has been trading mostly lower as the result of the terrorist attack, but Eurozone services and manufacturing PMI data was stronger than consensus estimates and higher when compared to February. However, manufacturing PMI data for Germany and France individually was lower month over month. Separately, German IFO business climate data improved in March compared to February, while UK CPI data rose 0.3% year over year in February, but that was weaker than the plus 0.4% that was expected. So, Tony, that's kind of a quick and dirty of what was happening in Asia and in Europe. And let's see. We're still looking at U.S. markets. Hopefully they continue to move a bit higher. They have been. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down over only 18 points now to 17,605. The S&P is down less than a point, 2,051. And the NASDAQ is up 9.86. That is good. We're looking at 48.18 on the NASDAQ. The FTSE, DAX, and CAC 40 are all down, but really not down all that much. Less than a point on the FTSE, 14 points on the DAX, 17 points on the CAC 40 in France. And oil again coming back. Now it's up only 2 cents a barrel to 41.54. And gold continues to be higher, up $7.90 an ounce to 12.5210. And the 10-year still reacting negatively to the Brussels explosion. The yield on that is down now at 1.8962%. So that's the market update. Europe, Asia, and here in the United States. Tony, I think we're at the bottom of the hour, and we can pay a couple of more bills. That wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. You're listening to Some Things About Money, Joe Patton, Certified Financial Planner, Patton, Heidi, and Associates, with Tony Clark on the board. And I'm going to try to get her to talk a little bit when we come back to tell you folks about our websites and our Facebook page. And then we'll go into some more things about money.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
We are a resilient people.
Speaking outside the Belgian embassy in Washington, D.C., Ambassador Johan Verbeek says his people will overcome the terror attacks in Brussels.
We are a resilient capital. We will have to overcome it, but it will take some days of reflection.
The attacks targeting an international airport and a major metro station, leaving dozens dead and over 160 injured. New York police stepping up security after the terrorist attacks. Washington, D.C.'s Metro also announcing heightened security sweeps. Today is presidential primary or caucus day in 3 western states. Democrats and Republicans casting ballots in Arizona's primary and Utah's caucuses. Democrats caucusing in Idaho. The FBI says it may not need Apple's help to crack an iPhone that belonged to one of the San Bernardino terrorists, saying they may have found another way in. This is USA Radio News.
ConservativeTribune.com is bold.
Anybody who would take away our individual rights and individual freedoms, they're the enemy.
ConservativeTribune.com is brash.
Don't get stuck on stupid.
ConservativeTribune.com goes where others won't on explosive issues like race, Islam, and cultural values.
Islam would dominate not just the Muslim lands, but even America, and it's coming in just a matter of time.
ConservativeTribune.com is unique because it combines fact-based analysis with high-quality commentary from the conservative perspective. While other conservative blogs merely quote from other sources and add minimal commentary, ConservativeTribune.com combines the news others are reporting with a unique view on current events. While the mainstream media purports to be neutral, ConservativeTribune.com boldly embraces who they are. Conservative patriots who aren't afraid of a fight. Join in the battle for the soul of our nation at ConservativeTribune.com.
Hello again, this is Tony Clark. It's 11:31 a.m., Tuesday, March 22nd. And yes, Joe said that you can now reach us on Facebook. Our Facebook page is Patton, Heidi, and Associates. So come check us out and like us and follow us, and you'll get some good information on what we're doing as a team at Patton, Heidi, and Associates. Right now, I'll do another weather break. It is 42 degrees still here in Flemington, New Jersey. Mostly sunny today with a high near 54. Southwest wind 6 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight mostly cloudy with a low around 42. Tomorrow Wednesday partly sunny with a high near 67. Sure wish I didn't have to go to work. Thursday mostly sunny with a high near 70. Light south wind increasing to 8 to 13 miles per hour in the morning. Wind gusts could get as high as 23 miles per hour. Then Thursday's shower likely in the morning, 70% chance. Friday, a little bit more showers, partly sunny with a high near 59 degrees. Chance of precipitation is 40%. Back to you, John.
And Rebecca, of course, you couldn't hear my response to Tony's comment about liking to take the day off when it's beautiful outside, but I just said she has a horrible boss. And Michelle, me, I would give her off, but it's it's not up to me. I my job in the office is just to do what I'm told. So, and I do a fairly good job of that. Tony, we had some bad news, but first we also have otherwise people could reach us. They could reach us on our webpage,
yes,
which has all sorts of interesting information, different. Oh, plug-in-the-blank calculators and information on tax and retirement and all of those other things that you can go to and learn more about us and our background. So I encourage people to do that. Or if you don't want to do it and you want to have a face-to-face conversation, which I know is sort of the reverse of how our society works these days, we don't like to interact and have conversations because I guess we don't know how to talk to each other. And it's much, much less upsetting when you can sit in front of your smartphone or your laptop or your, whatever you're using in terms of your technology and spy on the people that you want to check out. Very safe and secure, but not that personal. And we like the personal touch, actually. Upsetting? Well, what's really upsetting is the information that I'm looking at right now from Reuters. Former mayor of Toronto, Rob Ford. Oh, my goodness. He's died. And according to Reuters, Rob Ford, the former mayor of Toronto, who gained global notoriety for admitting to smoking crack cocaine while in office, died from cancer on Tuesday, today, in his office. Actually, his office said in the statement, the Toronto City Councilor, 46, had been undergoing treatment for an aggressive form of cancer that had reoccurred despite surgery and several rounds of chemotherapy. So let's all keep former Toronto Mayor Rob Ford in our memories. Let's see, what else do we have? We were talking about retirement savings, weren't we? Well, I guess Rob's not going to have to worry too much about retirement, but it is sad nonetheless. Five simple steps to catch up on your retirement savings. Well, let's see. I know one thing that most people end up suffering from, procrastination, can get in the way of achieving long-term financial goals, such as saving for retirement. It's human nature to put off decisions and difficult tasks, but you can become unstuck. Small steps can lead to big progress, so be sure to reward yourself along the way. For some of us, financial decisions really are the easiest to delay. You may have the best of intentions, but the pressures of activity of daily life take over, and increasing your 401k contribution or rolling over that IRA never raises to the level of action. But we do have good intention. In fact, 58% of Americans age 50 to 70 agreed with the statement, "I could save more money for retirement if I wanted to." And that's according to a 2013 Ameriprise Financial Retirement Check-In survey. What prevents people from taking action in their own self-interest? Well, short-term thinking is inherent in human beings, according to David DeSalvio, author of a new book, Brain Changer, How Harnessing Your Brain's Power to Adapt Can Change Your Life. Our brains seem to be wired to grab immediate rewards and handicapped when it comes to envisioning long-term payoffs. With financial issues, short-term thinking can lead to denial. We pretend the future will take care of itself, even if we know it's not true. People in their 50s, for example, have a hard time accepting that their high-paying careers won't last forever and that retirement is only a decade or so away. Or they may receive sound financial advice but never really act on it because it seems complicated or it's too time-consuming. We feel overwhelmed, chiefly because we are fearful, and we frequently get lost in distractions to avoid facing our fear. But here's the good news. You can become unstuck. According to DeSalvo, the best thing we can do to override our brain's short-term bias is to develop a more consistent discipline to stop and intentionally take a long-term view. The hardest part is becoming more comfortable with short-term sacrifices, he said, but practice does help. Now, here are some recommendations from Ameriprise in terms of how to catch up on your retirement savings. First, you want to start small. You start by making that phone call or sending an email to get the ball rolling for one thing on your list. Then schedule time in your calendar for the next action. Deadlines help. Two, follow the natural progression. One action often really inspires us to take the next action. If you increase your 401k contribution, then it's logical to review your current investment choices and update your diversification plan. Three, please leave feelings out of it. There's no crying in investment. Just kidding. Today's a new day. Even if you wish you had moved forward before, feeling guilty is not going to be productive. Four, enlist a partner. Work with your financial advisor to develop a manageable action plan. Commit to accomplishing one or two action items between meetings. And be explicit if you want your advisor to follow up with reminders. Otherwise, they don't want to pester you. But if you want them to, they will. Now, and you also want to celebrate your success. Set milestones for your progress over the next year or two. And you know, when you achieve one, promise yourself a meaningful reward. Me, you know, I used to like ice cream, but I can't have it anymore. Tony's like looking at me like, you poor soul, you can't eat ice cream. So make sure to be clear and honest with your advisor about your goals and concerns. Decision making is easier when you have an open dialogue with a strong mentor, one who, well, with whom you can have discussions, debates, or even disagreements. It's easy to see beyond the short term when you work with someone who has your long-term interests at heart. And as we've talked about many times, I mean, that's what we do. You know, we talk with people constantly, always focusing the conversation on what their objectives are, their goals, their time frame, their risk tolerance, and helping them, you know, with those priorities and asking the what ifs. And, you know, not everyone has the money tree in the backyard, so sometimes you have to make the hard choices. But when you have somebody to talk to about these things, they aren't going to be so overwhelming. They don't have to be. I mean, after all, this is your life. This is what's important to you. And having a strong, trusted, knowledgeable advisor there to walk you through the process is only going to make it easier for you to be successful in reaching your goals. That's what it's about. So take advantage of it. Let's see. What else do we have? Building a lifetime paycheck and what that's going to take. Well, quite frankly, yeah, most retired baby boomers have to plan on how to pay themselves in retirement. More than half of the pre-retiree boomers either haven't thought about how they will pay themselves in retirement or believe that putting a plan together is going to be too difficult. pre-retiree boomers expect to receive far less income in retirement from pensions and far more from their 401ks than current retirees. Now, how are you going to pay yourself in retirement? Well, you know, there's been new research that has uncovered differences between how retirees and pre-retirees are designing their retirement income plan. Let's say you're one of the tens of millions of people looking forward to retirement. You are still saving, but the finish line is in sight, and you're looking forward to the day when you can start pursuing your post-work dreams. However, many pre-retired boomers could face challenges pursuing those retirement dreams. They've worked hard for a long time, and many have saved diligently, but according to some recent survey information, especially the Ameriprise Pay Yourself in Retirement Study, which surveyed boomer adults ages 55 to 75 with at least $100,000 in assets, less than half have set up plans for how to fund their post-work years. Now, that was a key finding from the study. Perhaps not surprisingly, the survey also found that many of those pre-retirement age boomers are worried about the future. But there's good news. They don't necessarily have to be worried. Now, why are retired boomers so confident? According to, well, those responding, 92% of retired boomers feel confident about their savings, and they feel their savings will meet their needs all the way through retirement. One reason why? They've given careful thought to this next stage of their lives. Over 85% of them have plans to deal with how they will pay themselves in retirement, covering everything from asset allocation to tax strategies, health care coverage, Social Security benefits, even how to budget for expense. The detailed nature of those plans, and particularly are critical when you consider two major concerns that retirees need to address. First, expense. 26% of retiree boomers report being surprised at how expensive retirement could be, citing health care, food, taxes, and travel as primary culprits. Another required minimum distributions. The RMD rule also emerged as a significant issue in the study. In a nutshell, this federal tax rule requires that individuals begin drawing on specific retirement accounts starting at age 70 and a half. Now, failure to do so will lead to stiff penalties. While calculating an RMD is not always easy, retirees with plans are more likely to understand how to do it. Now, why baby boomers who are retired with plans have reason to feel confident and secure? Well, an eye-popping 87% reported that they have as much, even more, money than expected. Nearly two-thirds, 64%, while each person's path to a comfortable retirement is unique, those who are most confident have a plan that factors in everything from Social Security to health care, market volatility, and more. With a plan, the right financial advisor to provide guidance, you too can feel more confident about retirement. So make sure you get one of those. It's a good thing. So let's see what else. Retirement. Tony, I think we're going to take a retirement break and come back and talk about some more stuff.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325. You've got a friend.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Reichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire processed food technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we're back to some things about money. And I know we're talking about people who are already retired, but Joe, I'm a pre-retiree boomer. What's the plan? Well, according to the survey results, boomers who have yet to retire are not nearly as self-assured as their retired counterparts. Just over half, about 52% of them, have plans for generating income in retirement, and that's causing worry in their ranks, as only 8% of boomers without plans are completely confident they have saved enough to last through retirement. And with us living longer than ever, that's legitimate. Far fewer of them will have pensions to augment their savings in retirement. Retired boomers are more likely to have pensions than pre-retirees, 71% among the retired versus 52% among the pre-retired, and that's according to the study. In short, most boomers who have yet to hit retirement age will have to rely only on their savings and Social Security to fund their post-work lives. A majority of them, 53%, either haven't thought about retirement in terms of a retirement income plan or believe that constructing one is going to be difficult. A total of 42% have not identified which investments they plan to draw down first, and 20% haven't even considered the topic. Oof. On average, they're less likely to know how to calculate their RMDs, and 25% either don't understand or haven't even heard of the rule. And remember, if you don't do it, what you were supposed to draw down comes with a 50% tax penalty if you don't do it by the time you're supposed to. Very expensive life lesson. In a sense, some of these figures are understandable. It's not uncommon for people to delay serious retirement planning until they're well into their 50s, and while it's never too late to plan, earlier you start, the more confident you're likely to be about your finances. Let's see, pre-retirees with plans tend to feel better about retirement. Well, of course they do, because there's a level of, if not certainty, expectation as a result of going through the exercise. Nearly 70% of them feel it'll be easy to pay themselves in retirement. They're approximately three times more likely to feel completely confident that they have saved enough to last through retirement. So starting early can help you feel more confident. Saving and investing money is critical. But so is knowing how to use that money to pay yourself later. It's really never too late to craft or update a retirement plan. The important thing is to just get started. And that's where an advisor who is credentialed, who is experienced, who is educated can help. Oh, and by the way, works under the fiduciary standard. Can serve as a trusted resource and a powerful ally. The right advisor can help position you for a more confident retirement. So pay attention. We're coming into tax season. You're pulling your records, so it's a lot easier to get organized now to get all of this information together than it would be otherwise. Take advantage of the season. Do the things that you're supposed to do, because after all, this is about your future. You're doing this for yourself. You're not doing it for the government. You're not doing it for your boss. You're not doing it for anyone but you and those who you love. So make sure that you're doing the right thing, because I am a firm believer in Murphy's Law. And if you leave gaps, whether you're aware of those gaps or not, you know, this stuff happens. And it's really up to you to make sure that the actions are taken once that trusted, knowledgeable advisor lets you know what actions are appropriate given the information that you've provided him or her as it relates to the most important things in your life. So get started on that. I mean, not knowing is not an excuse for failure. And in this game, we're talking about not being able to live the life that you've worked so hard to achieve all of those years. Kind of foolish when you think about it, but like the survey says, yeah, we're all consumed with these short-term events that we allow to take all of our focus away from the truly important things that we need to be concentrating on and acting on. And unless you choose to make those changes, who's going to be the difference in your life? It doesn't just happen. It has to be designed, well thought out, and implemented. And once that's done, now you have to adjust for all of the things that life throws at us. There's a job change, a change in our relationship status, the tax laws are different, cost of living increases, and for those who are wondering what that's like, if you're old enough, old and decrepit like me, you will remember those times when we had regular double-digit inflation. You'll remember how tough it was. I mean, every couple of months when you see something going up by 10, 15%, wow, that's staggering. Now imagine if you're on a fixed income in retirement and you haven't planned for those types of events, or you didn't have somebody to walk you through the adjustments that you need to make in order to not be at risk. You can't even imagine the hardship that would create. Your parents could probably tell you about the gas lines if you haven't experienced them yourself. They can tell you about what was going on where people would, you know, we'd be going out and picking up blocks of cheese when they didn't have the income to put enough food in the refrigerator for themselves. I mean, this stuff was real. This is not, you know, a movie script. People were really hurting, and we haven't seen those times in many, many years. But because we haven't seen them doesn't mean that volatility and inflation and upset won't occur again. And it's up to each and every one of us to do what's necessary to protect ourselves and our family from the unforeseen. But as I said, yeah, a good quality, trusted, credentialed advisor could help you walk through all of these problems that may occur at some point in the future. Take advantage of it. So Tony, we're kind of winding down to the end. Do we have any other topics, anything that you would like to discuss? You have spring break coming up for the kids. We have any plans? Are we going anywhere? Are we doing anything? This is radio. Don't shake your head. You have to actually speak into the microphone. It's okay.
Nope. I don't have any plans for spring break. The kids are going to be home. Emma might have an activity or two to do.
But that'll be fun. That'll be fun. I remember, you know, doing the car trips down to Florida and back all in the course of 1 week. Yeah, I know, that was crazy. But back in the day, that was the best people can do sometimes. And, you know, couldn't afford to fly the family back and forth and stay at an expensive hotel and do all of those things. And, you know, that was well before Disney was built. So, yeah, you kind of went on the cheap and drove around and saw all the sights and the different cities and, you know, turned around and drove all the way home again. And I guess, you know, counting the number of signs for south of the border on the highway going down. But nowadays, you take a look at the cost of taking the family down to Florida to Disney World on spring break and, you know, the cost of the hotels and, you know, everything else that goes along with it. It's certainly a lot more than what people like my parents incurred all those many years ago. So it's more important than ever to plan for it, because what's the alternative? We take out the plastic and, you know, whether it's 12% or 20%, it's a large percent that we have to pay at some point. And, you know, thankfully, regulations have made the banks put the estimates of what the debt will actually cost you if you only pay the minimum. So that does scare people straight into doing the right thing and paying these things off sooner than they normally would have in the past. But nonetheless, it's some stuff that you have to prepare for. The reason I mention vacation in the same show as, you know, where we've concentrated on retirement, is that all of the things we want to provide, all those niceties for the kids and whatnot, you have to remember that these are all dollars that you're taking away from your ability to make additions to your 401k with, or to put into the IRA or whatever investment that you choose to use for your future retirement. Unlike your grandparents, who didn't have the life expectancy that you have, they weren't looking at retirement in terms of the same number of years that they were working. So unless you have that money tree in the backyard, you have to pay attention to the different things that we are doing with that cash that are not retirement related. Not to say that you don't want to do nice things for your children, just like education, but there are times where we have a tendency to do too much because we're thinking in the present. Like the survey says, we're thinking in the short term and we're not planning for the long haul. And you know, instead of spending that $10,000-$15,000 for a spring break vacation, maybe you want to cut it back a bit and make that addition to the IRA or the 401k. So with that being said, just a reminder, you've been listening to Some Things About Money, Tony Clark, Joe Patton, Certified Financial Planner, Patton, Heidi & Associates. We want you to go out and enjoy this beautiful day and go shopping for those Easter wardrobes. But if you do, make sure that you buy Hunterdon and buy often. Have a great day.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John the Master.
We are a resilient people.
Speaking outside the Belgian embassy in Washington, D.C., Ambassador Johan Verbeek says his people will overcome the terror attacks in Brussels.
We are a resilient capital. We will have to overcome it, but it will take some days of reflection.
The attacks targeting an international airport and a major metro station, leaving dozens dead and over 160 injured. New York police stepping up security after the terrorist attacks, Washington, D.C.'s Metro also announcing heightened security sweeps. Today is presidential primary or caucus day in three western states. Democrats and Republicans casting ballots in Arizona's primary and Utah's caucuses. Democrats caucusing in Idaho. The FBI says it may not need Apple's help to crack an iPhone that belonged to one of the San Bernardino terrorists, saying they may have found another way in. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, it's Rusty Humphries from Trending Today USA. As I look at all of the best websites in the world, one of the ones that actually kind of brings a tear to my eye every day, and I know a lot of my female friends love it, it's ThoughtfulWomen.org. And Heather Laskin, what do you do at ThoughtfulWomen.org?
Well, Rusty, we have all kinds of stuff on our site. It's basically, you know, stuff that would be interesting to a thoughtful woman. So everything from recipes and tips and tricks, you know, in your kitchen or your house, to inspiring and uplifting stories, to news and political type articles, just kind of the whole gamut.
The uplifting stories, that's where you really kind of shine at ThoughtfulWomen.org, don't you think?
Yeah, that's what people tend to really gravitate towards.
The stuff that you want people to feel good about, a great website to go into the morning, get that nice inspiration every day.
Yeah, exactly. And we love getting to find those stories and share them with everyone.
All right, well, Heather Laskin does a great job. Make sure you check out this incredible website, ThoughtfulWomen.org. That's ThoughtfulWomen.org.
There is anger and fear in New Yorkers after hearing about what appears to be a coordinated terror attack in Belgium.
I'd love to be able to track down the people responsible and put them to death. It's horrific. I don't know when the reality is going to hit that we're at war with these people.
The NYPD stepping up security at subway stops, bridges, tunnels, and notable landmarks. Authorities said the terror attacks in Brussels that took at least 30 lives now, prompting tougher security measures in that city. Saudi Arabia also encouraging its citizens to postpone their travel to Belgium after the deadly terror attacks. Worker. News Channel also reporting that the Gulf Cooperation Council denounced the Brussels bombings. The Gulf Cooperation Council, made up of six countries, including Saudi Arabia. And the family of a California teenager pronounced brain dead in 2013 says she is as healthy and beautiful as ever. The statement coming from the family of Jahai McMath, who was 13 years old when surgery to remove her tonsils went horribly wrong. Her family's been keeping her on life support at a rehab facility in New Jersey. This is USA.